Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Scott, how long ago did you get married?
It's been almost 3 weeks this Saturday.
Okay, so...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What was the date of the wedding?
June 20th.
All right, so June 20th, you got married, and obviously this whole pandemic stuff had started right in the middle of March, right in the heat of when you're finalizing all the stuff for your wedding. You obviously had it go off. What sort of adjustments did you have to make during it?
Yeah, so we were scheduled and planning on getting married on May 30th, and obviously COVID happened and kind of threw us a curveball, so... Our original plan, we were sticking to for as long as we could, and then it got to the point where we had to change the date, and luckily our venue at the time was willing to work with us in that aspect, and then as things like progressed and more restrictions came out and stuff like that, it kind of took the turn for the worse where they didn't seem to want to work with us anymore, so we ultimately made the decision to not have our wedding with them anymore. And luckily, my wife's family owns a cabin, so we pretty much went from a wedding of, 230 people invited down to a much smaller, more intimate wedding with family and the bridal party, essentially. So it was quite the change. Not anything we had planned on, happening, obviously. We got engaged the end of March last year, so going from that to... March this year was pretty much a night and day difference.
Now, I know the whole process of preparing for a wedding, when you talk about having to leave from the venue that you were at, and I'm not going to try to get specifics from you, but I mean, would you guys say that you lost thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars? Were you able to recoup anything?
We lost thousands of dollars, we'll say. And legally, that's probably all I can say, because we are in the... beginning stages of some sort of legal action.
Okay. We obviously won't get into that and we need to here as you go through all that process. But take me back to the big day that you actually had. You have family there. You have the bridal party. I'm assuming your groomsmen were there as well. Did it ultimately, in hindsight, go off without a hitch? I know that's kind of a loose question given everything that happened leading up to it, but I mean, you reflect back onto your big day. What did it mean to you? What did it mean to your wife?
Yeah, after the whole day happened, everything like that, before that, one of my groomsmen happened to be ordained already, because he was going to do a friend of ours' wedding 2 weeks after our original date. So it kind of worked out where, I pretty much, I guess, demoted him from groomsman and then promoted him to being the officiant. So that kind of worked out well for us and kind of gave us a familiar face up there who could crack a couple jokes and make it more intimate, I'll say. But looking back, I mean, we've mentioned maybe we should have just done this whole smaller thing from the beginning. Obviously, hindsight is 20/20. We originally wanted the whole big wedding with the dancing and the DJ and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, the ceremony was the most important part. So that part, we made happen. It took us a couple weekends of prepping her land and clearing her space out for the ceremony. And then, we have plans maybe of having a 1 year anniversary party or 2 year anniversary party, whatever it may be. And when things hopefully settle down and we can have the dancing and the DJ and music and all that stuff.
Gotcha. So you're going out all out on a reception then way down the line once all this passes, but ideally
that's
it would be
the
on
plan,
the
plan. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
So whether, yeah, we don't have a timeline for that. It's pretty much, obviously, many people have already canceled their weddings and moved them to next year and stuff like that, so finding a venue and stuff might be a little bit difficult.
Hearing your
story... We're not putting a deadline on that.
Gotcha. Hearing your story is an interesting one because, you know, you had a lot of resources at your disposal and you were able to, you know, make these quick decisions on the fly and just kind of make do with what you had. What advice would you give to anybody who, say, is still engaged today and they were planning a wedding, say, later in July, sometime in August, maybe even September, October? What advice would you give to them just throughout everything that's been happening with the pandemic and how quickly things can change?
That's a funny question because we actually have a friend of ours getting married in about 2.5 weeks, and then we have another one getting married in September and another one getting married in October. So what was originally supposed to be 7 weddings for us this summer has kind of dwindled down, or people have made their adjustments. And ultimately, I'd say just they should do what's best for them. I mean, we knew we didn't want to keep pushing the wedding off. You know, we didn't want to wait another year, another 2 years. And some people, that works for them. Some people, they're fine with that. We knew that after we already moved the date once, that was pretty much going to be our date no matter what, however it happened, whether it was just going to be us and parents. Luckily, we were able to invite the bridal party and a couple other friends, but still, obviously, way smaller than what we had originally planned. I think going into it, knowing that we had this idea of having a reception later down the line where we could still celebrate with everybody else that we had originally invited, definitely helped and made the situation and the choice to do that a little bit easier. But wedding planning is already stressful enough, so for us, extending it even longer and worrying about sending out new change of dates or new invitations and things like that, we'd already done that once, so we weren't really looking forward to doing that again. So I would say if, you know, the amount of people there truly doesn't matter to you, obviously it's important that one person is there. And I guess, too, if you count the officiant for their, you know, legal aspect. But I would say whatever is best for that couple, whether pushing it off and having the huge wedding with the dancing and DJing on the same day, or whether the ceremony is the most important part and you can figure things out later on.
I know the reception is down the line for you. What about the honeymoon?
So the honeymoon, that's probably one of the worst parts. We were originally planning on doing a Mediterranean cruise at the end of July. It was going to be a nice 11-day cruise. We decided way back when this kind of first came out to obviously not go ahead with that because, you know, four of the stops were in Italy, and that's kind of the epicenter of the first cases and stuff like that. We got married on Saturday, had no plans for a honeymoon. We had some ideas. Vegas was one of them, a couple places that were allowing people to travel to. So wedding Saturday, cleaned up the venue on Sunday. Monday morning, we woke up and decided to book an Airbnb in Nashville for that week. So we did go to Nashville for a couple days. Luckily, a few days after we got back is when the whole, you know, we can't travel to Tennessee anymore if you're in New York thing kind of happened. So we kind of beat that by a few days. But we did get a couple days away in a fun city. I highly recommend Nashville for people that are able to travel there. But whether we do something later on down the road, who knows? We're not really planning anything right now.
Gotcha.
Well, obviously, we'd like to go to Europe at some point, but it is what it is, I guess, at this point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.